We could study this topic under so many headings. I can just go on naming all these headings. But before you come to the last topic, which is known as the crown of discipleship, there is a reward for. If you are going to be a true, good, real, honest, committed disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is going to be there for you? Crown. That means reward from the Lord, you know. And it's going to be something really wonderful beyond what we can think. Hamare soch vichar se pare. Mere taraf dekhna hai. Main aapke liye Hindi bol raha hu. Bich bich mein. Hamare soch vichar se pare. परमेश्वर हमें आशीष देगा यदि हम प्रभु यीशु मसीह के सच्चे चेले बनकर हम शिष्य बनकर यदि हम जिएंगे तो प्रभु हमें देगा. तो हम लोग इसमें बहुत सारा ये लिस्ट में ऐड भी कर सकते हैं. यू कैन टॉक अबाउट द क्लोथ्स ऑफ अ डिसाइपल. या यू कैन ऐड यू नो सो मेनी अदर टॉपिक्स ऑल्सो टू दिस लिस्ट. बट वॉट वी हैव डन इन दिस क्लासेस सो फार, फर्स्ट वन वी हैव सीन वॉट इज दैट, द कॉल ऑफ अ डिसाइपल. फ्रॉम विच चैप्टर? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Preriton ke kaam, uska 9th adhyay. Shaul ke jeevan se humne dekha, ki jaise Prabhu se uski mulaqat hui, usi din Prabhu ne ek chele ke baare mein, ek shishya ke baare mein, teen vishesh baate batai thi. There are three vital truths revealed to Saul on the day of his conversion, when he encountered the Lord. On the road to Damascus, the Lord revealed what he expects from a disciple, a true disciple. What is the first one? That he is going to be a vessel, a chosen vessel and a called vessel. Secondly, he is going to be a vehicle, vehicle to bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bear where and bear what? We have seen it. What is the third one? He is going to be the victim of the enemy. I will show him how much he will have to suffer for my namesake. After this class, one young boy came to me and he was talking. Having come from a different faith, how he had to suffer in his own family. Because the family members do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. They do not know this faith. They do not know about Bible. But praise God for this young man. And who is sitting here right in our midst. You know, he has given his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants to live as a good disciple for the Lord Jesus Christ. And surely we have had some talk after that. And he said, Uncle, I am really going through some sufferings and especially pray for him. By name, how do we say that? Alan. Pray for Alan Kumar. Okay? A-L-A-N-K-U-M-A-R. He is from Bihar. And now on these coming days, next week, he has some big challenges to face in his life. And the Lord will give you grace, brother, as we have discussed. The Lord will really help you. And any one of you, if you bear the name of the Lord truly, honestly in your life, you will have to suffer. Your friends will speak evil of you. They will ridicule you. They will neglect you. They will make fun of you. Don't worry. Bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ wherever and whenever. At every time and at every place. Which was our first lesson? The call of a disciple. Which was the second one? The course of a disciple. In the course of disciple, we find in the Acts of the Apostles and also Epistles, there are certain names given to the saved, I mean the born again ones. The children of God. Which is the first one? Saved one. The Lord added such a saved one to the church. Then they are called believers. It is their faith that they are growing in and they are exercising. That's why the belief or faith is being emphasized there. Which is the third one? They are in the school of the Lord, learning from the Lord. And in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, you have all those characteristics of a disciple mentioned there. Wonderful. You know, how wonderful is that? I wish you should read these chapters when you go back home. Meditate on this and be a true and good disciple of the Lord. Which is the next one? Disciples are called Christians. Christian who belong to Christ. Sense of being, sense of belonging and sense of bearing. That's what we read in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26, later part of that. And the disciples were called Christians at first in Antioch. This is what we have seen so far. Which is the next one? They are called saints. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. What do you mean by saints? One word. Correct. Set apart ones. Separated ones. Life of separation. Which is the next one? They are called brethren. And we find three uses of brethren. What is that? First, First, faithful brethren. Second, correct, be honest. But second, sorry, you're right, holy brethren. Holiness, you know, purity of life. Next, which is the third one? Beloved brethren. And now we turn to class 3. And class 3 will be our topic as the communion of a disciple. When you talk about communion, you can also join with that communication of a disciple. Or you can also say commission of a disciple. The communion, the communication, and the commission of a disciple. What do you mean by that, uncle? When we talk about it, I would like to turn your attention to the portion of scripture Sanjay uncle was saying we should be reading in 15 minutes, you know. We are not going to read. Hello. 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 Maybe this too. Two frequencies, maybe. We are not going to read the whole epistle of John, but at least we'll read first chapter. 1 John chapter 1. Please turn to that. The communion of a disciple. 1 John chapter 1. Are you all turning to that? It's in the Old Testament. If you are searching there, you will search in vain. It's in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1. We'll read. Look into your Bible, whichever version you have. I have KJV. That is preferably best, and you should also have KJV, which is known as authorized version. The other versions will dilute the divinity of scripture. Some may agree, some may not agree. That's what we find, because after the course of study, the best version would be authorized version, King James version. Look into your Bible as we read. And as we read, please look into every word and the sense of it. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. What a beginning of that epistle. Who is writing John, who was known as the beloved apostle of the Lord, who was always at the bosom of the Lord, leaning on the Lord. Wonderful. What a beginning of that letter. Giving the proof of that. Then what he says, verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. I long to expose that passage of the scripture and speak to you about the communion of a disciples. But we have Martha. Martha, she was the best woman, you know. The Lord said to her, you know, the Lord appreciated her. Martha, मालूम है आपको पवित्र शास्त्र में वो ऐसी औरत थी. कैसी थी मालूम है आपको? मार्था और मरिया दो बहनें थी. हाँ, उस परिवार में प्रभु यीशु मसीह बारंबार जाया करते थे. वो कहां रहते थे मालूम है बेटा? मालूम है, बेथनी में रहते थे, है ना? तो उस मार्था मरिया के जैसे हम भी अभी थोड़ी देर ध्यान देंगे. हाँ, ठीक है. नहीं समझ में आता तो ऐसा हाथ दिखाई देना, मैं हिंदी में बोलूंगा, ठीक है ना? ठीक है, जब कभी अंग्रेजी समझ में नहीं आता ऐसा हाथ दिखाई देना, ठीक है? कभी कभी बोलते बोलते मैं आगे चला जाऊं, फिर ये समझ में नहीं आएगा, कोई मतलब नहीं हमें, ठीक है ना बेटा? ठीक है ना? तो अपना हाथ दिखाई देना, यदि मैं फास्ट हूं, मेरे सामने बहुत कुछ बोलने के लिए है, मेरा मन कहता है कि ये सारी चीजें मैं आपको दे दूं, यदि ये क्लास में ये पूरा भी नहीं हो पाए कोई बात नहीं, जितना हम सुनेंगे पक्का सुनेंगे और अपने जीवन में हम प्रभु के लिए अच्छे चेले या शिष्य बनकर जिएंगे। आप मेरे साथ है? मेरे साथ है? सब बच्चे मेरे साथ है? ओके, द कम्युनियन ऑफ अ डिसाइपल, विच मीन्स वी कैन स्टडी दिस यू नो इन थ्री वेज। व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ इट? व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय कम्युनियन ऑफ अ डिसाइपल? फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, व्हाट इज इट? सेकेंडली, द मीन्स ऑफ कम्युनियन और फेलोशिप, द वेज ऑफ इट। थर्डली, द मोटो ऑफ दिस फेलोशिप, व्हाई शुड वी हैव दिस फेलोशिप, व्हाई दिस कम्युनियन इज रिक्वायर्ड इन द लाइफ ऑफ अ डिसाइपल। थ्री थिंग्स, डिड यू गेट दैट? सिंपल, द मीनिंग, द मीन्स, द मोटो। समझ में आया? इसका मतलब क्या है, संगति या फेलोशिप का मतलब क्या है? दूसरी बात, यह संगति हम कैसे रख सकते हैं, उसके मार्ग क्या है? और तीसरी बात, इसका उद्देश्य क्या है, क्यों हमें संगति की आवश्यकता है, जरूरत है? आगे जाए, आगे जाए, आप कहेंगे तो मैं आगे जाऊंगा। द मीनिंग ऑफ कम्युनियन, व्हाट डू यू थिंक कम्युनियन इज? टेल मी वन वर्ड, what do you mean by communion or fellowship? Any word and anything that you remember, what do you mean by communion? You know, can you tell me? Communion, fellowship, anything that you remember. Sangati ka matlab kya? Kuch bhi bolna hindi mein, galat ho gaya to bhi chalega. Kajal, bolo. Relationship, very good. What else? Lydia, what do you mean by fellowship, communion? Soumya? Ramya? Bolo, bolo. Josmi? Contact? Okay. What else? Jaldi, yahan par. Samuel? Communion matlab kya yaar? Kya aap log church mein jaate hain? क्या आप लोग दोस्त लोगों से मिलते हैं? क्या आप घर में परिवार में साथ में प्रार्थना के लिए बैठते हैं? क्या आप किसी के साथ बातचीत करते हैं? क्या कभी साथ में बैठ के खाना खाते हैं? फ्रेंड के साथ कभी मैकडोनल्ड्स जाते हैं? नहीं जाते, नहीं जाते, बोलो ना। हां, फिर तो क्या बताएंगे? व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय कम्युनियन? ओके, आई विल गिव यू सम मीनिंग्स, नोट डाउन। नंबर वन, इट मीन्स मिंगलिंग विथ वन अनदर। It also means having fellowship. It also means having interaction. It also means sharing with one another. It also means doing those things with intimacy. You know, love and care one for another. It also means longings for one another. You desire, you long, you wait for having fellowship with one another. आपके मन में इच्छा है, आप जाना चाहते हैं, मिलना चाहते हैं। मन में एक, you know, kind of waiting for that person to meet, to talk, to see, to interact. You can just go on naming all these words. Spending time with somebody is fellowship, is communion. You could write so many meanings to this word. What do you call that in English? Similar words for a word? That's what it is. Simple, no? So many words we have by which we can understand what do we mean by fellowship or communion. You got all that? This is what fellowship means or communion means. Next. But the very important thing we are going to look into, the means of communion. With whom should we have? What are the ways that we should have this? Ye hame kiske saath sangati rakhna hai? Kaise rakhna hai? Theek hai? Kyon rakhne se pehle kiske saath rakhna hai? Kyon rakhna hai? Why do we need all that? And how do we do that? What are the means of it? Look at it. First of all, I will say, having communion with the Lord is the primary fellowship that you can enjoy in your life. The basic of all. every communion, if it is beginning with the communion with the Lord, will have a great impact of your communion with the rest of the people. Or if anybody else, or anything else. Everything will determine how is your link with the Lord, how is your fellowship with the Lord. That's what we read in the epistle. 1 John verse chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. Why do I write unto you? That you may have fellowship with us, because our fellowship which is with Him. And that we might enjoy that, those who are enjoying that fellowship with the Lord, will also enjoy fellowship with one another. आजकल देखते हैं ना कितने बार चर्च में जाने का मन नहीं करता है. करता है क्या? सच बोलना. मन नहीं करता ना. मालूम है कभी कभी बोर लगता है कि नहीं? सच बोलना है ना. क्या बाइबल स्टडी, क्या जाना असेंबली में, आज नहीं जाते यार, आज तो मैं घर में बैठता हूं. मम्मी आज मेरा क्या है ना, कल एग्जाम है, मेरे को बहुत होमवर्क है, आई हैव सो मच ऑफ असाइनमेंट आई हैव टू कंप्लीट, सो मच ऑफ राइटिंग. यू नो व्हाई यू से ऑल दोस एक्सक्यूजेस? यू आर राइट, यू आर नॉट रॉन्ग इन इट. You are genuine, you are true, you are correct, you are trying to avoid that just because you are not having this primary fellowship and communion with the Lord. If you learn to exercise this, I tell you, you will run for fellowship, you will long for fellowship, you will long to wait to hear God's word, and you will enjoy that fellowship. It will become only when you have this primary means practiced in your life. यदि प्रभु के साथ संगति करने का आपने शुरुआत किया है, तभी आपके जीवन में विश्वासियों के साथ के संगति का मतलब आएगा, मायना रहेगा, उसका आनंद आप लूट सकते हैं. इट्स नॉट ओनली फेलोशिप विद द लॉर्ड बट फेलोशिप विद वन अनदर. व्हाट डू यू मीन बाय दैट, फेलोशिप विद वन अनदर? इफ यू रीड हिब्रूज चैप्टर 10 एंड वर्स 25, दैट सेज दैट देर आर पीपल हु आर नॉट लाइकिंग टू कम टूगेदर. They do not desire to go to church. They do not desire to assemble together. A kind of spirit is working in many hearts and lives today, and especially youngsters. But that is not a good spirit. The second thing I would like to say, with the Lord and Lord's people, the church, by meeting, attending the meetings, and by involving yourself in the activities of the church. Third one. With the world. With the world, which what by that we mean? With the friends. With the neighbors. Attending some functions. Social functions or social interaction. Yeah. जैसे हम जीते तो हमको एक दूसरे को मिलना पड़ता है, जगह जगह जाना पड़ता है. इन सारी चीजों में हमारे संगति के ऊपर कैसे असर होता है, अंकल बोलने वाले. लेकिन आप इतना ध्यान से सुनिएगा. नंबर फोर, with the family. So all these four are the ways or means by which we can have communion or fellowship. The first one with the Lord, the second with the Lord's people, the third with the world. When I say with the world, it is our friend circle, or it is our society or neighborhood or whosoever it is. And in that we have many means which are mentioned there, ways which people use to. You know what is that? Number one, what did I write there? Use of cell phones or television or internet or social networking. We will come to that in detail. Then with the family as well. Don't you see, today your family interaction is really affected. जितना अपन अपने माता पिता के साथ समय बिताना चाहिए उतना समय आजकल नहीं बिता पाते. डू यू एग्री विथ मी? यस और नो? मे बी बिजी विथ सम अदर थिंग, सम अदर थिंग, एंड ऑल वॉट एवर यू से इज जेन्यून ट्रू. वी हैव बिकम सो बिजी दैट वी हैव नो टाइम टू टॉक टू अवर फादर, टॉक टू अवर मदर, स्पेंड टाइम विद देम, एंजॉय अवर फेलोशिप टूगेदर. वेन यू हैव योर लंच, डू यू सिट विद योर फादर, मदर, ब्रदर, सिस्टर, हूसोएवर, द होल फैमिली? Not many times these days. How about dinner? Where do you eat your dinner? In front of? That's true. Where? खाना कहाँ खाते? खाना ही नहीं खाते. कितनी अच्छी बात है. खाना कहाँ खाते? घर पे खाते. होटल में कभी नहीं जाते? कभी कभी. कभी कभी? कभी नहीं. Very good boy. कभी नहीं, मालूम है? तो अपन जब फैमिली में खाना खाने को बैठते हैं, आजकल हम सारा परिवार बैठते हैं क्या? नहीं बैठ पाते. ट्रू? Because dad is busy. Correct? Sometime mom is busy. Sometime you are busy. And that is missing link today, you know. If you read Psalms 128, which is one of my favorite psalm, and in verse 3, the blessed family or blessed homes picture is given there. Verse 3 says, how the woman of the house should be and how the children of the house or family should be. They are all sitting round about the table. And what a fellowship it is. You know? We are all missing because you take your plate and sit in front of computer or tell rightly. Tell little louder. Let everybody hear. TV. Yeah? And that's why this fellowship and interaction is lost. Now what is it if we do not use this means rightly? Kajal? Yadi in sare baaton ki aur hum dhyan na de aur durlaksh kare, you know? Andekha kare. To iska parinam hamare jeevan mein kitna bada hota hai. Wohi pavitra vachan se aaj hum seekhne wale. Lekin wo batane se pehle kuch mahatva ki baatein main aapko batana chahta hu. This you should make a note of it. Your communion with the Lord will build you up. Your personal communion with the Lord. You see, every uncle for every class will always talk to you, whether it is dad or mom or church or anybody. How is your quiet time? How is your personal time? Do you read your Bible? Do you pray? Do you read your Bible? Do you pray? You must be fed up with that question. You may not like to hear that, you know. But whether it is of your age or it is of my age, even today, you know, it is my personal quiet time, interaction, intimacy, fellowship, mingling with the Lord is going to develop me, going to change me, going to transform me. It's going to build you up. Which is the second one? Can you read loudly?
Second one. Either some. Your finally altar will mould you in.
Your family altar
will
mold you in.
Mold मतलब क्या मालूम है कैसे आकार देगा आपको बनाएगा. आपने कभी वो इसको देखा क्या पॉट वगैरह बनाते हैं कुम्हार को देखा क्या वो लोग कैसे आकार देते ना मोल्ड करते ना. वैसे हमारे परिवार में यदि प्रार्थना है प्रार्थना का समय है रेगुलर बाइबल रीडिंग है गीत गाना है प्रभु के साथ बैठना है. आज इसके लिए भी बहुत सारे परिवार में टेकन फॉर ग्रांटेड यू नो इसकी जरूरत नहीं समझते. सो मे बी फ्रॉम आफ्टर दिस एबीसी इफ डैड इज बिजी मॉम इज बिजी ओके बिफोर यू गो टू बेड द बेस्ट वे टू डू इज बिफोर यू हैव योर डिनर ओके फाइंड आउट इफ ऑल ऑफ यू कैन बी टूगेदर. Say to dad, remind them, mom, shall we have word of prayer? Shall we read Bible? You may collect all Bibles. You take all the Bibles. You take all the song books. You sit as a family together. Let dad and mom, they are tired for the whole day working for you and me. Only for you. And they want to provide every best thing for you. And when you make all arrangements, oh, I tell you, after this ABC, if you can do only this, I think they'll be so much pleased with you. Papa, aiye hum Bible padhte hai. Mummy, aiye hum Bible padhte hai. Why? Kyunki yeh aisa samay rahega parivar ka jo aapko banayega. It will mold you. Which is the third one? The church fellowship will charge you with. Kitne logon ke paas mobile phone hai? Can I see your hand? How many of you have mobile phones? No. I'll have to ask the other way around, I think. How many of you do not have a mobile phone? Really, Lydia? Really? I'm going to tell your dad. Do you need it one? No? You don't need it? Such a nice girl. Only one girl I find. Or okay? You don't have? Very nice, beta. Very good. Which class are you studying in? You finished your 10th. Very good. You are from which place? Bethesda Assembly. Very good. Anybody else do not have cell phone? Really? You are all surprising me. Well, my purpose was asking, if you have a cell phone, And if you do not charge it, what will happen? What will happen? Battery low. After battery low? Switch off. Switch off means? Dead! That's why many so-called born-again baptized believers, no liking for fellowship with the church, in the assembly, no attendance, dead spiritually. They are good, you know, just living, but there is no charge in it. The battery is nil, empty. Why? Chalta hai. Aaj nahi suna to Bible kya farak padta hai. Are yaar, message to bore hai. Aap mein se kitne bache church mein baithte hai, cell phone haath mein hota hai, ek dusre ko SMS karte hai. I'm not asking you to raise hand. If you're honest, the Lord knows it. He watches it. आजकल इतना दुख होता है क्योंकि हम देखते हैं आपके एज के बच्चों को इन सारी चीजों को करते वक्त. Fellowship is misplaced. It is replaced with something else. What I'm trying to tell you is, your personal communion with the Lord will build you up, your family altar will mold you, your church fellowship will charge you, and which is the next one? I didn't use the word fellowship there. Your other minglings, whosoever it is and whatever it is, will actually reveal you what kind of person you are. It lelo na mere se pen. You ask me. Take one pen. But give me afterward. Your other minglings is going to reveal you. We'll come back to that. But these are the four important aspects. Let me go ahead. What is that? Most important advice. I thought, how many times should I write this most? If there would have been any superlative degree of most, I should have used that. This is only a piece of advice. As my children, I want to tell you, listen very carefully. And all of this from a sincere heart. If you really want to be built up, if you really want to be charged up, if you really want to be molded, if you really want to be a good disciple of the Lord, which will reveal that you are a true disciple of the Lord, remember this clue and principle. Which is that first one? Try avoiding your cell phone. Try avoiding your cell phone. Are you all with me? Try avoiding your cell phone, and that will reveal you whether you are addicted to it or not. I just use cell phone. You can put your magazine in that. Whichever magazine you are reading through. I don't know what magazine come to your house. What types of magazine come. May not be from dad and mom, but maybe from your friend circle. Maybe your computer. Maybe your internet. Whatsoever it is, put into that word, whether you are addicted or not. Just try to put away for a day, for 2 days, for a couple of hours. थोड़े समय के लिए इन चीजों को यदि अपने से दूर करेंगे तो आपको पता चलेगा कि आप इसके अधीन हो गए क्या नहीं. क्यों ये कह रहा हूं? क्योंकि ये बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट एरिया है आपके एज के बच्चों के लिए. यदि इस एज में आप इस बात को ढंग से ना समझ ले, एक बार गलती हो गई जीवन से, यह गलती सुधार नहीं सकते हैं. दिस मिस्टेक इन योर लाइफ, इफ वंस यू फॉल्टर, वंस यू मेक अ मिस्टेक, वंस यू स्लिप, यू कैन नेवर रिपेयर इट. मेंटेनिंग योर वर्जिनिटी एंड मेंटेनिंग योर चेस्टिटी, इट इज व्हाट इज गॉड ऑनरिंग in the sight of God. The world is full of all evil around you. Do not trust any person. You got to maintain the sanctity of your own life for the glory of God, to be a true disciple. What will be my advice? What did I write there? 3-cube rule. What is that 3-cube rule? I thought you will ask me. Do you want to know what is that 3-cube rule? How many of you want to know that? What is the 3-cube rule when we think about an opposite sex? Means boys with the girls and girls with the boys. These days, because of the culture, the standard, the fashion that we have, Hey, how many girlfriends do you have? I'm not looking there, I'm looking here. Hey, how many boyfriends do you have? How many numbers do you have? Hey, he called me, she called me, this happened, that happened. What all talks are going on? And because of that, they are totally defocused in their Christian life. Absolutely blank on face. But born again. But said to be baptized. Attending the assemblies of brethren. Very sad. No joy of the Lord. The face is dead, you know. Blank. And we talk of big doctrines from the pulpit. And some funny things are going on at the back. It pains our heart. Because your parents are praying for you, your elders are praying for you, the assembly Bible teachers are praying for you, the evangelists are praying for you, there are so many who are concerned for you, you are all sitting here and enjoying this ABC. Do you know how many of them are praying for all of us? So many of them. Why? I want my child to be built up. I want my child to be molded up. I want my child to be charged up. That his or her focus may be right focus. Focus on God. Focus on spiritual matters. When I say about 3-cube rule, remember this. This is very important. 3-cube, number one, 3, is always maintain 3 feet distance. Minimum 3 feet distance. Number two, what is that? Not more than 3 minutes. And when you spend time with opposite sex, make sure that you are not alone. Minimum 3 people are there. Somebody else is between you. Practice of this will keep you from greater sins in your life. You are a good boy, I know it. You are a good girl, I know it. But Satan is not good. He is waiting for an advantage. Like a roaring lion, whom he should devour. You could be tomorrow his victim. You could be his victim. He has already victimized so many. And when it comes to this particular area of one's life, I will say, there is no age bar. Small kids these days, to the aged men, are falling into this sin. Do you know that? Because they have misplaced and misunderstood their communion with the Lord, with the church, with the world, and with the families. Remember this principle. Let me tell you. Check in which area you spend maximum time. Where do you spend more time? Just watch yourself. Reading Bible, how much time? Cell phones, how much time? Internet, how much time? Television, how much time? With friends talking, how much time? Just how much time you spend in fellowship with all other rest of the areas? Why should you check? Because if there is something wrong, you should remember this will have an impact on your life, and it is already begun, already seen in many lives. What is that great loss in seen in their life is this. Your personal health. Dekho na, chehra dekha to lagta nahi hai. Wo jo taajgi chehre par hona chahiye, ek chamak ronak jo chehre par honi chahiye. Sab chali gayi hai, kyun? Hamesha bhai screen dekhte rahenge, screen ke upar ke chitra ko dekhte rahenge. You know what I say like this, remember. What you behold most, you become most. I repeat. Jo cheez aap adhik dekhte rehte hai, wohi cheez aap bante jate hai. What do you behold most, you become most. What you hear most, you speak most. Jo aap sunte rehte hai, wohi aap baat karte rehte hai. Isliye hum kya dekhte hai aur kya sunte hai, iski or dhyan dena bahut zaruri hai. And that's why the Lord every time after his message used 2 words, which is that? Blessed are the eyes which see what? Spiritual things. Blessed are the ears which hear what? Spiritual things. So many, I mean, everybody has eyes, but they are not able to see. What? Spiritual things. So many of them have ears, but not able to hear. What? Spiritual things. But if they give to carnal things, carnal desire, carnal matters, if they involve in those things, what is going to happen? It will have its adverse effect in their life for sure. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says like this. Be not deceived. Marathi madhe. Phasunaka. Be not deceived. Whatsoever, for whatsoever man soweth, so shall he reap. Jo kuch manush bota hai. Sun rahe ho Kajal? जो कुछ मनुष्य बोता है, यदि हम शरीर के लिए, संसार के लिए, अपनी अभिलाषाओं के लिए, इन चीजों के लिए यदि हम बोते हैं, मतलब इसके पीछे यदि हम जाते हैं, हम उसी को, उन्हीं बातों को अपने जीवन से उगते हुए देखेंगे, निकलते हुए देखेंगे. Whatsoever you shall sow, so shall you reap. And that's why what we sow depends upon what we see, what we. Are you all with me? Can I go ahead? This is what the simple and basic advice will be. Will you decide now to prioritize your own life? Matlab kya? Prioritize. Prioritize matlab kya? Pradhanya. Pahli baat kaun si karni chahiye? Dusri baat kaun si karni chahiye? Tisri baat kaun si karni chahiye? Kram ke anusar kaun si cheezon ko karna, kaun si cheezon ko na karna? Hai na? अपने जीवन में एक क्रम होना चाहिए. आत्मिक बातों के लिए पहला क्रम, पहला दर्जा. बाकी कुछ भी क्यों ना हो, फर्स्ट गॉड, फर्स्ट माय स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ, फर्स्ट माय स्पिरिचुअल टाइम, फर्स्ट माय क्वाइट टाइम, फर्स्ट इंटरेक्शन विद गॉड, फर्स्ट ऑल गॉड एंड गॉडली थिंग्स, देन पुटिंग द रेस्ट ऑफ द लिस्ट देयर. प्रायोरिटाइज योर ओन लाइफ. व्हेन आई टॉक अबाउट दैट, हैविंग सेड सो मेनी थिंग्स, यू मे से अंकल वेयर इज दैट supporting verse in the scripture for all this. Time would not suffice me to take this class itself. But let me just quickly give you, and you may note down this. This is something very important that touched my heart, you know. I never noticed it earlier. But when I found it in the Bible, I was surprised. Because in the Bible if you read, can you read somebody loudly? Genesis chapter 19 and verse 23. We read about a man by name Lot there. What is written about him? Genesis 19:23.
The sun was rising when Lot reached Zoar.
आपका English इतना अच्छा है. आप कह रहे थे English नहीं आता है. Your English is very good, my dear.
तो सुनो, जब अभी इस बार आश्रम में वापस जाओगे, हाँ? English Bible or Hindi Bible साथ में रख के पढ़ना. Yeah, your English is very good. Kajal, can you read that verse? Next verse you read otherwise. Chapter 19, verse 27.
Earlier the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the palace where he had stood before the Lord.
Wow, आप दोनों का भी English बहुत अच्छा है. Very good. जो मैं आपसे के सामने बोलना चाहता हूं, कभी आपने सोचा इन दोनों के बारे में? मैंने पहली बार यह नोटिस किया. सुबह हुई जब सूरज उग ही रहा था, लोत कहां पर जा रहा है? सोर में जा रहा है. हिंदी में सोर लिखा है, अंग्रेजी में जोर लिखा है. और इसके बारे में स्टडी करना है आपको. नियर सोदोम एंड गमोरा देर वेर फाइव सिटीज. द नेम्स ऑफ दिस फाइव सिटीज इज मेंशन इन जेनेसिस चैप्टर 14. Which is a beautiful topic, I tell you. After having studied and known this, how Lot was trapped in Sodom, it was not an easy thing. He began his life falling into carnality or evil desires in his life, beginning at Zoar. What my question is this? My question is this. Look in the front. Where does the morning find you and me? Lot is found early morning in Zoar. Abraham is found before the Lord. Where are you found? In the morning. This would be an hour message for me to take. But I said, I'm going to give you just an outline. And please write down, please go back and open your Bible, read this. You are talking about Genesis. Because there you have the basic and fundamental and important principle for us. Where does morning find you? Lot was found in Zoar and Abraham was found before the Lord. When I say that, I say it little more louder because Abraham is found in communion with the Lord. Whether you read in Genesis chapter 18, he stood yet before the Lord. Where do you read? Genesis chapter 18, verse 22 and 23. There you will find he is before the Lord. Now again you will find he is before the Lord. He is coming to the Lord. He is drawing near to the Lord. Yet again you find him in chapter 19, communing with the Lord. That was not the pattern and lifestyle of Lot. By the way, do you know that Lot was born again? How many of you agree that Lot was born again? Lot was a disciple. Lot was knowing the Lord because he was with Abraham. He knew the Lord. You can read that in 1 Peter. It is said, righteous Lot. But where you find him? In all carnal and unwanted things in his life. Involved, trapped, dragged into it. Not able to come out. Though he was pulled out by the angels from that place. Because judgment of God was going to fall. As a believer, that will surely happen to you. But how sad if it is like Lot. If you are found in wrong communion, wrong places, wrong desires, wrong habits, wrong fellowship, wrong mingling, wrong interaction, wrong sharing, wrong all those things. Where does the morning find you? Where does the morning find you? Let me tell you a little more. It appears by reading this, Abraham has disciplined himself by reading these verses that he will come to the Lord. He will go to the Lord. He will be before the Lord. He will spend time with the Lord. I come back to the basic again. And there is no escape from this, be it you or me. We have to be before the Lord, at the feet of the Lord, learning, hearing his voice. He's longing to speak to us. Where does morning find you? As I told you earlier, just me, no breakfast unless you read your Bible and pray. No newspaper, no magazine, nothing else unless you read your Bible and pray. Start with 15 minutes. That's too much. Start with 10 minutes. Just read 10 verses. How old are you? Anyone of you? How old are you? You don't want to tell, eh? How old are you? Can you tell me? 17. You can start reading 17 verses a day. Yeah? It will take hardly 3 to 4 minutes. Then pray. Meditate on that passage for another 2 to 3 minutes. Make a journal. Make a diary. Write date what you have read. Which portion. What you understood. And one application. Whatever the Lord speaks to you. 10 minutes. As you begin that, you will come to know how privileged it will be for you to be built up in your Christian life, as I said, the communion of a disciple. Abraham has disciplined himself. And let me tell you, discipline in the life of Abraham is seen in threefold aspects. There is a definite period of time in the morning. There is a definite place before the Lord. And there is also a definite purpose in to inquire of the Lord, to talk to the Lord, to know his mind. He was always found in discipline in this threefold aspect as you meditate that portion of the scripture. It was as if a pattern in his life. How sad when many are too much cumbered like Martha, but not doing that which is one thing and that which is needful, being at the feet of the Lord. If you begin with this, your communion as a disciple of the Lord will really mold you and build you up. I go ahead. The practical effect you wanted? Okay. Bible never becomes old, you know. The biblical data is inspired by the Spirit of God. It never becomes old. It still speaks to us. Genesis I might have read. How many times I can't tell you. But this was the first time that I noticed. In the morning, Lot was somewhere. In the morning, Abraham was before the Lord. And because of that, his life was a great blessing. He was a friend. He was called a friend of God. The Lord wants the same thing to be in your life and my life. What is the practical effect of communion? First of all, not like Zohar. What do you mean by Zohar? Getting up early in the morning, saying few prayer, a short prayer, maybe reading a verse or so, because somebody is compelling you, and then you move into the world, move into city, which is like Zohar. And do the whole worldly lot of things that you are forced to do. You have to go to college, you have to go to school, you have to do your homework, you have to do your assignments. You are forced and compelled to do all that. But just with a small word of prayer, and entering into the world for the rest of the whole day, that will not be enough for you to keep charged up in your Christian life. Which is the next one? I don't know whether I'll be able to turn to this passage of the scripture. I'll just give an outline. You may please write down as I come to say some other important things. Before lunch, we had to wind up. Psalm 24 and verse 3. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his presence? Who shall draw near to the Lord? Psalm 24 verse 3 and 4 will answer that. Who shall? That's the question. But when you see that Psalm 24, if you have written down, who shall ascend? Who shall stand? Who shall draw near? Psalm 24 verse 3. And when you read that verse 3 a little longer, you know, and meditate on that, three aspects I want to bring before you. Number one, it is said, he who hath clean hands and pure life, he shall ascend to the hill of the Lord, or he shall stand before the Lord. Christ likeness is spoken there. We can never become like Christ unless we are washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot grow into Christ likeness unless we are washed by the water of the word daily in our life. We need that. The Christ likeness will come, first of all, basically, pahli baat, Yeshu Masih ko lahu ke dwara पापों के क्षमा का अनुभव किया हुआ. यदि आपने अभी तक अपने पाप को कबूल नहीं किया, मन नहीं फिराया, पश्चाताप नहीं किया, तो ये एबीसी का ये आखिरी दिन, आज का आपका उद्धार का दिन हो सकता है. प्रभु यीशु मसीह का लहू तुझे सारे पापों से शुद्ध कर सकता है. द ब्लड ऑफ द लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट कैन क्लेंज यू फ्रॉम ऑल सिन. That's a basic fundamental cleaning without which no man can ascend or stand before the Lord. The next is the cleaning by the water. And the water has the power of cleansing and power of convicting. Now notice this. This Christ-likeness will not begin in the assembly hall where you go for an hour or so. Uncle was saying in earlier class, 4 hours a week will not make you a Christ-like. But it will begin depending upon where you spend your everyday morning, how you begin your day with. Christ-likeness does not begin in the house of God, but when we stand before the Lord in the morning, there it begins. You are done? I'll go ahead. Christ-likeness is number one. We are talking about Psalm 24 verse 3. Bhajan Sahita 24 ke 3 ke upar hum bol rahe. Ek Christ-likeness. Masih ke tulya. Masih ke samanta mein. Do. Wahan par hum keh sakte hain. Christ-like longings. What do you mean by that? Where was Lot's heart longing for? His only prayer reveals that. Only once he prayed, and his prayer says that. If you read in that portion of the scripture. You know what was his prayer? When the angel was bringing him out of the city of which God was going to destroy, Sodom, you know what he said? He said, I can't run to that place. Let me run to this place, because this is closer, this is smaller. And that he was talking about Zoar. That was the only request Lot has ever made, which is recorded in the Bible. Only prayer that he prayed reveals that he was always longing towards Zoar. He began his journey before he went to Sodom in Zoar. And his longing was to Zoar. How sad! But when you think of that, where was Abraham's heart longing for? When Lot says that I want to run to this city which is closer, near, I can't run far off. His prayer reveals that. That was a place of power in his life, place of position in his life, place of pleasures in his life. As far as God is concerned, it was a place of vanity. And God was, that's why, going to destroy that. Do you know the same thing is going to happen to this world? God is going to judge. God is going to destroy. This world, these cities, these entertainments, these all things that you see today are like cities of Zoar. Pleasure, enjoyment, chalta hai, khao, dekho, maja karo, padho, kuch nahi farak padta. Thoda thoda karenge, lekin bahut bhayankar parinam jeevan mein ho jayega. Isliye bahut saavdhan rehna, hina. In sari baaton ki aur, lekin Abraham ka longing kahan par tha? Aage hum padhte hai. His prayer and his lifestyle reveal that. As far as Lot is concerned, only one prayer. Abraham, prayerful life. And his prayers reveal that. What prayers? Wonderful prayers. His lifestyle also shows to us. He was never without altar and tent. Altar and tent, except for once. Nothing of this passing world, as far as his life is concerned, because he was living in tent. As the world is passing by, his focus was on the foundation which is, or the city which is built by God. You are there with me? Can I go ahead? Likha? Aage jaun? Ye isliye de raha hun taki aap baad mein isko padh sake. Let me go a little ahead. Christ-like in our languages. Christ-likeness. Secondly, Christ-like longing or longing for Christ. Thirdly, Christ-like languages. What do you mean by that? If you read verse 4 of Psalm 24, there is that answer. It matters what we say and how we say, our language. Bible says, Matthew 5:37, let your ya be ya and nay be nay. For anything more than that comes from the evil one. James 5 and verse 12 says, never swear in the name of the Lord God. Because that will be demeaning the name of the Lord God. May not be so much here in our country, but in the Western world, for every silly, funny things, they use this word, Christ. They use this word, God. And so sad when such practices are found in some of our lives, which is wrong. Let not our language be a language of condemning somebody, judging somebody, cursing somebody, slandering somebody, abusing somebody, blaspheming, backbiting, devouring. And you can go on writing. As far as the language of the word is concerned, our spoken word I am talking about. When I say that, there is something important that we want to consider. When you turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 onward, we find, it says in verse 3, let your communication be seasoned with salt. You know, saltless achha lagta hai, bina namak ka khana achha lagta hai. Achha lagta hai. Kabhi kabhi kise ko khana padta hai. मालूम है कब खाना पड़ता है? सॉल्ट ज्यादा नहीं खाना पड़ता. किसको मालूम है? यू आर ऑल गोइंग टू बी डॉक्टर्स. मेरे को भी इतना मालूम नहीं था. क्या ब्लड प्रेशर को जिनका तकलीफ है ना, उनको सॉल्ट कम खाना पड़ता है. बट आवर टॉपिक दैट इफ यू रीड एफिशियंस 5:3, इट सेज लेट योर टॉक बी सीजन विद सॉल्ट फॉर यू आर द सॉल्ट ऑफ द अर्थ, सॉल्ट ऑफ द अर्थ, लाइट ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. ओके, यू आर द सॉल्ट ऑफ द अर्थ. लेट योर कम्युनिकेशन, टॉक, वर्ड्स बी सीजन विद सॉल्ट. Ephesians 5:3. Yeah? In that, I would like to say this. Now, this is going to be a very hot topic. But I welcome your questions. Because this has become a meanness, infection in the life of many children. So much trapped into it. Why do I talk about this? We call it social networking. Okay? How this Facebook, or you call LinkedIn, or what all names are there? MySpace.com. I get so many invitations from so many Christian believers and friends. Brother, we would like to exchange our photos with you, our views with you. Come and join us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and so many other names, MySpace and all that. Every time, by God's grace, I say, sorry. I turn down that. Why do I turn down that? How this has become an infection in the lives of young children today. Listen very carefully. Facebook is actually going to reveal your face, not only face, your heart. I was surprised when somebody had opened somebody's account and had shown me what all was there in their account. Who were their favorite actors? What were their favorite songs? And those pictures that are found there, what word shall I use? Shameful. And they come to the gatherings of the assembly, they talk about God, they sing about God, but they are trapped into all of these things. Why do I say this is wrong? Because there, all of these things is seen. For which you spend hours and hours and hours together updating your account or trying to reveal others, read about others, exchange the communication, and because of that, no time to stand before the Lord, but you have time to sit hours and hours before the Facebook, before the computer. So many young children are either found in front of their computer or with the cell phones. Now, cell phone has one drawback. You know what? Can you tell me one drawback of cell phone? In one sentence. Anything. Cell phone is very good. Good advantages. We can contact anybody anytime for any emergencies. Very useful thing. But it has one drawback. What is that? May I tell you? Cell phone's drawback. Can I tell you? Yeah. Can I tell you my cell phone's drawback? You know what happens if I use my cell phone? Those who are close to me, they become far to me. And those who are far to me, they become close to me. Did you get that? No? Jo dur hai, wo mere nazdeek aa jate. Aur jo nazdeek baithe hai, jinke saath mujhe samay bitana chahiye, wo mere liye kya ho jate? Dur ho jate. Because I'm busy always on phone. Somebody sitting next to me, somebody with whom I am supposed to talk, interact, share, or learn, or say, or speak, or commit, or do whatever. Those who are near, they become far, and those who are far, they become near. One of the greatest disadvantage. Saath mein baithe, lekin saath mein nahi hai. Kyun? Kyunki ye idhar chipka hua hai. Jab bhi dekho, no. I don't know what they talk with. The moment meeting is over, they come out. SMS is gone. I don't know how much to mimic about that. So sad, you know. I'm very sure if you are thinking about all of those things, you are not in the assembly hall mentally. You are not attending to anything that is going on. That SMS is still there in your mind. You want to reply that. When you will reply? These days, actually one Lord servant was saying like that, and I liked his advice. He said, first of all, it will be good for you. Do not carry your cell phone to the assembly hall. That's the best way. But if you are very VVIP, and unless you communicate with somebody, you know, keep it on a silent mode as far as possible. When the, I think it was Brother E.J. Stephen. You know him? Brother E.J. Stephen? Yeah, from which assembly? One day when I was in that assembly, he made a statement and I liked that. Since then, I never forgot it. You know what he said? He said like this. Which is the highest communication? We are talking, or the great and high and majesty God, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He's talking to us and we are talking to Him. Which other communication will be greater than that? Tell me. Which other communication will be greater than that? Your friend? Your class? Your tuition? Your assignment? That's only superficial. Something else is going on. Can you give me your cell phone? Is it locked up? Is your SMS is locked up? Recently I have had an... How to tell you all that? A cell phone which was unlocked and kept. And I was shocked to see. You say, Uncle, why did you read that? Well, I didn't read that. Somebody who read, who told me that. And I was shocked to know about that young boy and that young girl from the assemblies passing on such comments and lewd language. I was shocked. I don't know if anybody sitting here is trapped into that. Let me go ahead. It is said, let not your talk be a foolish talking and jesting. What is that meaning of talk, foolish talk and jesting? I just want to tell you. And where it happens. It happens on your cell phone. It happens on your Facebook. It happens on your all these communication things. Whichever you call it, a social networking. By the way, I may forget later on. If you want notes on all of this, just write down my email ID at the back. Because we may not have time to print and give you a copy of it. But I'll pass on to you. All of these 9 classes, plus a chapter on social networking, which is written very prayerfully for good of all believers. If you want to have all these notes, just send one mail to me and I'll pass on that attachment to you. All of these 9 classes, okay? My email ID is albertsunil, albertsunil at rediffmail.com. Albertsunil at rediffmail.com. Why do I talk about it so much? When you talk about foolish talking, it says, it's a random talking showing vanity and foolishness. Best kind of foolish talking children do is when teacher leaves the class. If you want to know what is foolish talking, the moment teacher goes out of the class, what kind of talk begins? That is foolish talking. It's the kind of talk done when no one is watching or hearing. And what happens? On Facebook or on computer, you just have the screen before you. Nobody's watching you. Nobody's supervising you. Since nobody's in front of you but the screen, you write whatever you like, you speak whatever you like, and you communicate whatever you like. Sometimes saying such things which otherwise you will not dare to say on face. Is it correct? Jo hum muh ke samne dekhte hue bol nahi sakte hai, wo cheeze bina muh dekhe hum bol sakte hai. And where it happens? On your cell phone. Where it happens? On the Facebook. Jo bhi chahiye bolo. Kyun? Kyunki samne nahi hai wo vyakti. The person is not in front of you. And that's why you will be writing such things, you will be speaking such things automatically, which you should not. When I say that, I will not quote this example, but just right there. A vulgar post, and that too by a believer, on his Facebook. and a believer who was an active member in the assembly. Do you think that is God honoring? Do you think that's going to really make him or her spiritual? Horrible. And because of that, their spiritual life, instead of growing, it is glooming, getting down. No transformation, no change, no joy, no fellowship, no happiness. We are talking about the communion of a disciple. And it's very important as you consider this. And? Yeah? Shall I go ahead? What is jesting? I am talking from Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3. It says, jesting is what? Which is not good for a believer. We are talking about Christ-like languages, no? It should not be foolish talking or jesting. Jesting means what? It is igniting humor. Kuch SMS aapne padhe hai kya kabhi kabhi? Kahan se dimag mein aata hai itna bada bada idea? I don't know. Kuch kabhi kabhi padhne mein aate hai. Itna funny aur itna aapko... abhi aap hasi rahe to kya bolu main aage? Silly, funny, foolish. But when it goes out of control, what it begins with? Degenerated language. What is it? Passing on funny remarks of one another. Making rude, abusive, coarse, and seductive remarks. This will not all of it come suddenly. Jab tak mobile nahi hai, nahi lena. Theek hai? Jitne bola na mobile nahi hai, as far as possible avoid it. When needed, have it. Just for that purpose. To communicate, to talk. But not all of these things. If any one of you is trapped in communion with all of these things of the worldly means and methods, beware. Because this is what is going to happen. I just write it. Because it is embarrassing for us to talk about it, to share about it. That believers sitting in the assembly halls, involved in all this. Should a believer be on Facebook? Should he consider that? Is it lawful for him? Yes, everything is lawful for him. But is it profitable? 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 says, everything is lawful, but everything is not profitable. But that which is not profitable, expedient, the other version says, is better we get rid of that. Better we avoid that. This is not profitable for me, I will cut it loose. I don't want it. And when you do that for the glory of God, to keep your fellowship and communion right with Him, with His church, you will see yourself a transformed believer. Can you write this verse on your computer later on when you go back home? Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Just practical tips and I stop. Stop it at once. That which is wrong, stop it at once. Don't continue for the next moment. Stop it at once. I just have spoken this class by the grace of God. Some of you, after this class, will just get into the same thing again. He is waiting for us. Who? The devil. Why? To trap us. To devour us. He is just waiting outside. You are just thinking about some SMS also. You may be planning on some other things also in your life. I don't know what it is. But if it is so, stop it at once. The Lord will give you the grace for that. And start it at once. I will spend my morning with the Lord, before the Lord, like Abraham. I will not go for foolish talking and jesting. I don't need that which is not being profitable for my Christian life. I will avoid that. Who shall ascend? Who shall stand? Who shall draw nigh? One who has not lifted up himself to vanity. Vyarthata ki or, jisne apne aap ko nahi saunp diya hai, keval wo jan prabhu ke samakshta mein khada reh sakta hai. He who has Christ-likeness in his life. He who has Christ-like longings in his life. He who has Christ-like languages in his life. Psalm 24, verse 3 and 4, we have just seen it. Who shall ascend? Who shall stand? To the hill of the Lord. Who shall draw near to him? Those who have these things. Will you make a decision for the Lord then? Will you decide it for the Lord? Others will make fun of you. Even when they do that. When others are not living, will you live a life which is God honoring? Others are not doing it, but they are living in living in double standard life. You don't continue. You make a decision. I am going to do this, God. I need your grace to do that. And I am sure the Lord will give you grace if you just have a desire to do that which is right. Right now you are looking at me. I don't know which thing the Spirit of God is reminding you right in front of your eyes. Picture. That photo. Those vulgar things. That talk. That communication. That gesture. That communication. Those things. If those are there. Even at this moment. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse you. Even at this moment. You can say, Lord, I want to be delivered from that trap. I am getting entangled day by day. I am becoming addicted to that. Please cleanse me, wash me, deliver me from this, Lord. The Lord is just waiting to bring you out of that. And you will be a joyful, free Christian. Glowing Christian. Not a glooming Christian. And your life will bring glory to the name of the Lord. Will you decide to spend more time in communion with the Lord? To effect your communication for the better, carrying on the commission of the Lord. जब भी हम बोलते हैं ना मसीह के बारे में, क्यों मसीह बनते लोग? हमको मसीह के बारे में दूसरों को बोलना है. Stop it. Before you want to tell to others, be a Masih, be a Christian, be a right person. If you be just a right person before the Lord, in communion with Him, I tell you, your life itself will automatically communicate the message of Christ and the gospel to others. The world doesn't need another gospel packet. The world is just longing to see another living gospel in you. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive to God. I'm born again. I'm dead with Christ. I'm buried with Christ. I'm risen with Christ. Lord, make me to live in the power of that resurrection. Look here. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? Yadi tu nahi to kon karega? Yadi ab nahi to kab karega? Don't postpone this. As you do that, it's my sincere prayer to the Lord. You know what? God may bless you. Time will not suffice for us to talk. I will go on talking. So many words are coming before my mind, in my mind, to share with you. You are my children. The Lord has given this privilege to you to come to these classes. Are you with me? What I am saying is, will you? Will you be that person? I promise, I will pray for you. We will all as parents and church will pray for you. But will you make a decision to practice in your Christian life? That is going to make you a different, committed disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is waiting for one person here who can truly say, Lord, these are the wrong things that I did in my life. I am trapped into it. And now I am going to leave it. Forsake it. Cut it loose from my life. I surrender. I surrender all. Not just singing that song, but truly I surrender. I want the cleansing. I want the washing. I want being united to the Lord. My time is up. I couldn't talk about the next class. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll just close with that. Just few statements. Listen to this. Because that's very important. The Lord is such a loving God. You will not have such God in this world than the person. person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hina, Kajal, Soumya, Ramya, Martha. Alan or Samuel or any one of you sitting here. Otherwise it will be just another ABC you have attended. Let this ABC make you a different person. How can I be so, uncle? We could just talk about three things: the call of a disciple, the course of a disciple, the communion of a disciple. Just three simple things. The crown is waiting for you if you have understood the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshu Masi aapke mere paapon ke liye salib ke upar mara gaya. Usne kabhi paap nahi kiya tha. Uske andar koi galti nahi thi. Yadi hum janam se paapi aur karam se mahapaapi karke is sansar mein jeevan bitate, हमेशा के लिए नरक में चले जाते. कोई नहीं बचा पाता. मैं जानता हूं कि कमजोरी आपकी है. मैं जानता हूं कि कमजोरी तो मेरे में भी है. लेकिन सर्वसमर्थ प्रभु हमारी सहायता के लिए नजदीक है, तैयार है. वो बुला रहा है, कम ऑन टू मी. ऑल इज एट लेबर एंड आर हेवी लेडन, ही इज कॉलिंग यू, कम ऑन टू मी. आर यू लेबरिंग, स्ट्रगलिंग इन टेम्पटेशंस, स्ट्रगलिंग इन सिन, स्ट्रगलिंग इन सम प्रॉब्लम, struggling in some traps in your life? He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The rest is only in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeshu Masi aapke aur mere paapon ke karan pakda gaya. Pehle to parmeshwar hote hue manush bana, hamare paapon ko apne upar le liya. Paapon ki saza mrityu, और वो भी सलीब की मृत्यु उसने हमारे कारण कालवरी के सलीब तक सहन की. वो सताया गया, वो मारा गया, उसकी ताड़ना की गई, उसके मुंह के ऊपर थूका गया, उसके गाल को नोचा गया और उसके मुंह के ऊपर चपड़ा का मारे. उसको उन्होंने क्या नहीं किया. वो तो एक शब्द बोलता तो ये सारे मर मिटते, सब मर मिटते. लेकिन वो चुप रहा. क्यों चुप रहा? क्यों यीशु मसीह चुप रहा? ताकि आपके लिए और मेरे लिए उद्धार का, मुक्ति का, मोक्ष का, सैल्वेशन का मार्ग खोल सके. वो खोलने के लिए यीशु मसीह सलीब पर चुप रहा. उसने सब कुछ चुपचाप सहन कर लिया. वो मारा गया, वो गाड़ा गया, तीसरे दिन जी उठा. केवल एक कब्र खाली है, रिकामी है, एम्प्टी है. ओनली वन, यू नो व्हाट, विच वन? द ग्रेव, द सेपल्कर ऑफ द लॉर्ड जीसस क्राइस्ट. अब मैं बोलता हूं एक सेंटेंस, ध्यान से सुनिए. अगर यह यीशु मसीह जो मरे हुए से जी उठा है, मृत्यु के ऊपर विजय पाया है, शैतान के ऊपर विजय पाया है, पाप के ऊपर विजय पाया है, यह यीशु मसीह आपके जीवन का यदि प्रभु है, इधर नहीं, इधर, यीशु तू प्रभु है, मेरे पापों के लिए तू मारा गया, गाड़ा गया, जी उठा, मैं विश्वास करती हूं, विश्वास करता हूं, मेरे पापों को तू धो दे, मेरे माफी, मेरे गलतियों को तू माफ कर. यदि आप मुंह से अंगीकार करें यीशु मेरा प्रभु, मेरा मुक्तिदाता, अभी इसी वक्त वो आपको आपके पापों की क्षमा करेगा. आप परमेश्वर की संतान बनेंगे, परमेश्वर के बच्चे बनेंगे, प्रभु के मार्ग और प्रभु की योजना में आप लाए जाएंगे और प्रभु के आशीषों को आप अनुभव कर पाएंगे. यदि आप में से किसी ने अभी तक अपने पाप को मानकर मन नहीं फिराया, आपल्या पापांची कबुली देऊन, पापांचा पश्चाताप करून जर येशु ख्रिस्ताला आपल्या जीवनामध्ये वैयक्तिक जीवनाचा प्रभू आणि तारणारा ग्रहण केलं नसेल, आत्ता वेळ. आपण सगळे डोळे बंद करूया. प्लीज क्लोज युअर आईज. लेट अस प्रे फॉर दिस चिल्ड्रन. आप में से यदि किसी ने भी येशु मसीह को ग्रहण नहीं किया है, यह आपके लिए वक्त है. इतना कहने के लिए, प्रभु मैं पापी हूं, मेरे पापों की तो मुझे क्षमा कर. यीशु मसीह मेरे लिए आया, मेरे लिए मारा गया, मेरे लिए जी उठा, मैं विश्वास करती हूं, करता हूं और अपने मुंह से आज यीशु को प्रभु करके अंगीकार करती हूं, करता हूं. आई एक्सेप्ट यू जीसस एज लॉर्ड believing in my heart that he died for me and he rose again. This very moment you can do that. इसी वक्त आप कर सकते हैं. प्रभु आपको पापों की क्षमा देगा और आप प्रभु के संतान बनेंगे. मैं एक मिनट के लिए सिर्फ रुकूंगा. यदि आप में से कोई भी बिना झिझक इस प्रभु की ओर देखते हुए जो आपकी भलाई सोच रहा है अपनी जगह पर खड़े होकर उससे कहे, प्रभु मैं पापी हूं, मेरे पापों की क्षमा कर, आज मैं यीशु को प्रभु करके ग्रहण करता हूं, करती हूं. कोई भी एक भाई, कोई भी एक बहन जब प्रभु को अपना जीवन देना चाहे, यह आपके लिए वक्त है. सिर्फ एक मिनट के लिए मैं रुक रहा हूं.
जर आज तू प्रभुला अपले जीवन देशिल, जर आज तू प्रभुला अपले जीवन देशिल, तर आजची देवाचे ले करू तू खास बनशील, तर आजची देवाचे ले करू तू खास बनशील, जर आज तू प्रभुला आपले जीवन देशील.
And if you have accepted the Lord in your life, if you say you are born again, if you say you are baptized, thank God for the privilege. Confess your faults and your sins even after being born again and baptized. The sins that you have committed, the offense against parent, offense against the elders or the assembly, the offense against yourself, or the offense or sins whatsoever it is, which has brought displeasure to the heart of the Lord, say, Lord, please forgive me. Henceforth, I will not do those things. Give me grace to do what you want me to. I make a decision, Lord, to spend more time with you, to spend more time with my family, to spend more time with my assembly, and the Lord will bless you. We'll close in prayer. Just keep your heads bowed.
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us about how, Lord, it is you have given us a call to be disciples. The Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, did not come here to give us some recommendations or suggestions, but he gave us a call to be disciples. And there is a lifestyle, there is a commitment that is expected of someone who is a disciple of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us from your word of so many things, Lord, that we are so apt to forget. We thank you, Lord, for reminding us of the call of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, the kind of things that he expects from us, the separated life that he expects, the conduct that he expects. Father, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us from Scripture, Lord, the contrast between a person like Lot, Lord, who was attracted to the things of this world, like so many of us so often are, Lord, and his morning was occupied, Lord, with going to a city which he thought would be suitable for him to live. And on the other hand, we have a pilgrim and a stranger on this world, the man of tents and altars, the great friend of God, Lord, who was standing before you. Lord, we thank you for reminding us of these things from your word. Lord, we pray for all of us, for all the young people who are here. Father, we live in a world that is not at all conducive, Lord, to discipleship. This world is not going to help anyone to be a better disciple of Jesus Christ. And we are living in this kind of world with this kind of influences. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes. Father, I'm sure that there are people sitting here who look at their own lives. They are doing things that are not supposed to be done. And they don't even recognize that what they are doing is carnal. Or they don't even recognize that what they are doing is not becoming of a believer. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes. I pray, Lord, for those of us who are supposed to be examples for the younger people, the leaders and the elders in the church, Lord. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes open. Help us, Lord, to know the condition of the people of God who are there in our assemblies, Lord. We thank you once again and pray, Father, that all the things that have been heard this morning, Lord, would not be empty words that evaporate from our minds, but we would hide your word in our hearts so that we might not sin against you, so that we might put it into practice, Lord. We thank you for bringing your servant here, Lord, and using him, Lord, to remind us of these things. So, Father, we commit the further time into your hands. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.